Hello, my name is Aziz, and I'm the son of a divorced mother. She is really my superhero. That's why it's important for me to support women to share their uniqueness, their personalities, perspectives, and emotions about life. Too many women in this world feel alone. They worry about the judgment of others, and they struggle with their mental health. But when they listen to the Rare Girls podcast, where empowered women share their voices and tell their stories, many women will feel inspired to live a life of freedom and to overcome all insecurities. They will feel it is a safe space to find their confidence, to remember their unique beauty, and to feel their self-worth. And they will connect with a sisterhood of rare girls who encourage their success and support their dreams. That's what this podcast is all about. My guest today is Nadia Koshan. Nadia is the author of the motivational workbook, Be Masterpiece, where she empowers women to embrace their true selves and celebrate their uniqueness. As a professional, she is a business development engineer. She helps businesses expand their borders and visibility. Originally from Yakutia, Siberia, Russia, Nadia lives today in Dubai. Since she is a creative person, she enjoys during her free time listening to music, playing guitar, reading books, dancing, and being involved in self-development activities. She believes that every story is unique and has the power to change someone's life. Nadia, how are you today?
Hi, Aziz. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me to be the part of your podcast, Rare Girl, that empower women. And it's amazing that we share the common purpose in our life.
I'm happy, honored, and always eager to share your message and to share your voice and perspective. And we will explore all of that today. But I'll begin with this nice first question, which is, Nadia, if your friends could describe your personality, what would they say about you?
Okay. If my friends would have a chance to describe who I am, they would first of all highlight that I'm very passionate. I'm resilient. I have unwavering determination. I'm a very creative person, adventurous soul, and I have full of hope, because as you mentioned, my name translation is a hope. So that's life in a life. Even though there is difficulties, I always hope in the best. That's how with my friend, you know, describe me.
Thank you so much for that. And I'm curious about the mix between resilient and creative. Usually creative people and women are very sensitive, and if there is an obstacle, they feel that pain so hard. So it becomes difficult to be resilient and to stay consistent when there are obstacles and difficulties. So how do you keep yourself open enough to feel everything and be creative, but strong enough in order for you to stay resilient?
I think universe made the woman resilient, because as a nature, we women, the potential mothers, let's say, we have to carry 9 months the child. So that's why I think the universe made us resilient. That's what we should every day practice. And of course, be resilient and creative. Only this way, when you balance these two together, resilience and creativity, you can create amazing things and achieve your goal.
That is very beautifully said. And it makes me also curious about another thing. Your life purpose currently, your mission is to empower women. How is the story that of the start of that mission? When did you realize it was so important to you? What did you notice about the world you wanted to change for women? And what made you decide to become actively involved with it and create your workbook, etc.?
My workbook, Be Masterpiece, was created by things happen in my life, that difficulties that makes me to create something that could be guidance for the other woman to embrace their journey and live their fulfilled life and be true self. Many years ago, I had a very big accident, car accident, when I understand that life is so precious. Life is present that we should live and make our life masterpiece, because our life is unique. And we are the authors of a life. We are the painter, artists of our lives. That's why we should make our life like masterpiece. That's how I made my Where Will Be masterpiece, that would help other women to understand their value, their uniqueness, their authentic.
Thank you so much. And then, well, I'm curious about your life journey, how you as a little girl growing up in Yakutia, one of the coldest, if not the coldest place in the world, to go to Dubai, yes, which in summer is probably the hottest place in the world. How was that journey, that evolution that started you there and you ended up in Dubai?
As I mentioned, I have adventurous soul. So when I was a child, I was born in a very small village. Population was like 300 people only. And for me, it was so much, I would like to see another life, how people live, because I used to see on television another life. So when I was 12 years old, I decided to leave my parents' house and to go to the better school to learn English language. That's how I became the interpreter. I'm a translator. After that, I decided to move to Turkey. I was living in Turkey for 6 years. And after Turkey, I decided that I should face opportunities, challenges, and make my life, achieve in my life what I wanted since childhood. That's how I am here in Dubai now.
I like that level of ambition. It's absolutely a great and a positive thing. And so I want to know even more about you related to this. How was the adaptation to the different cultures, to Turkey, to Dubai, especially you as someone, like you said, growing up in a village of 300 people, they have often a conservative culture where people worry, what do other neighbors think? What do they say? And then you go to Turkey, which is still different than Dubai. Dubai is also a lot more cosmopolitan with people from all over the world. And you can be anonymous, do whatever you want. And even your neighbors, maybe they don't know you. So you can be totally free. So how was that experience?
Moving to another place, it's always so much discomfort. You're going out of your comfort zone. You're starting to face your power, strength, and weaknesses. So when you are going out of comfort zone, you started to know yourself, who you are, to be aware who you are, what's your values, what you want from your life. That's why these challenges for me, it's opportunity. After that, the awards of what you were going through, it's amazing. Because you reach what you wanted, you on a journey, you become who you are, you've learned who you are, and you know where you're going. That's why it's very important to be determined where you want to be and what you want to be. That's how I moved from small village to big cosmopolitan like Dubai. Of course, to have a straight and a belief, it's very important.
How can many women develop that belief in themselves, in their destiny? Because a lot of them, maybe they worry a lot about the negative scares and dangers and risks, or they worry, what if they make a mistake and disappoint their family and their parents, especially if they come from a small village or a town of 300 people, then they think, what if I fail and I return and those people laugh at me? Whatever it is, the kind of brain thinking that is not realistic, but is always scary and can stop some women from taking risks and being believing in themselves.
I would say that every day when you wake up, going out of your bed outside is already a risk. So that's why going to live to another city or starting your business, it's also a risk that you should choose. Because life, it's about choose. And choose, it should be intention by your heart, not by your, you should choose from love. But when you choose from fear, then of course your life would be dramatically, changed. Because when you have pure intentions, when you do everything from love, from compassion, always your way, there will be the people, there will be the events, or something will happen that universe always supports you. That's why if you are now thinking about to move to other country or start your life or in another place or start your new business, you should believe that universe always supports you. From my book, by the way, I want to read the one introduction here. I'll show you here. You're saying you can't change the universe, but you can embrace it by changing your perspective on it. Give the universe a chance to lead and support you in your exciting journey called life. So you shouldn't be afraid of what other will say, or you shouldn't be afraid what will happen after. Your intention should be pure from love and be authentic and unique self, because you are creator of your life. That's why, just if you have a goal, just do it.
I really love that. To me, the definition of each woman's unique beauty is her energy, as she is fearless in going after her dreams, as well as living her life to feel those new emotions and new experiences that make her feel in the right vibe and mood that is very positive. But it's linked to a question that I ask often, and I want to understand your opinion. Today, there are a lot of women who are comparing themselves, that it's natural and instinctive, to other women on Instagram who could be photoshopped or could be artificial intelligence photos or AI photos, but they forget their unique beauty and they think, oh, I don't look good enough. They don't feel happy because of this situation. So, to you, what is your opinion on that dynamic? And what is your advice to women so that they believe in their unique beauty?
Yes, I would say that universe created us the way who we are, with the purpose. Because even when you see the nature, let's say the bee not trying to be like a butterfly, So that's why you should embrace your uniqueness. You should know yourself, who you are first. For that, you should do the things that you like. Make safe self-development activities, read more, talk with the people more, go to the things that you never done before, because this will show you who you truly are. And compare yourself with others. I think this is empty energy, like you spending your energy for no reason, comparing yourself. On this side, you could use your energy to create who you are and be who you are, and just celebrate it, because you are already unique. You are a masterpiece.
Thank you. And that's very, very interesting. So, to you, what is the meaning of energy? Are you an empath who feels energy everywhere you go? Is energy a very important thing in your life? How do you grow your energy? Tell me all about it, because I'm sure that the way you see the world, energy has an important place. And to you, maybe there is a unique thing that is normal to you, but it will be a good new idea for other women.
Where I'm from, we have belief like shamans. We are shamans as our religion. And in our understanding that life, everything has its own energy, unique energy. Flowers has own energy, trees, wind, water, land, everything has energy. And every and each person, it's energy of all the nature. Let's say, for example, from your childhood, how you spend your time, it's already also energy. With whom you speak, it's also energy. So it's very important that whole energy that you have, it's very colorful energy, to line it correct way. I mean, use it in a correct way. Because, for example, you asked me how you cultivate this energy. In Yakutia, we have a 23rd of June, the day, the longest day, when the almost 24 hours sun is not going down. It's the day when there's too much energy in the world. So we don't sleep at that day. We go to, let's say, like meditation. You take your palm like this, and you ask the energy from the sun. We believe that sun has too much energy that give us energy, positive energy. So that's one thing, how you could cultivate your energy. It's first, when you're waking up, thanks universe for this day, raise your hands and ask, please give me positive energy. I do this every day.
And is that why you love being in Dubai? Because there is so much sunshine,
yes,
you get
exactly.
All the positive energy.
Dubai is the place too much energy. And I think it's, of course, connected with the sun.
Thank you so much. And I have a very, I'm going to play the devil's advocate a little bit. There are some people who say, if you described yourself as adventurous when you were a little girl in Yakutia, you wanted to experience new things. They say, well, you're a girl who gets bored very easily, so you don't do anything for a long time. If you have a boyfriend, you get bored easily. Friends, you're like, I want new ones. If you go food, you're like, no, I want to change, even if it's good. You're always restless and never satisfied, which again, to some people, that's great. That's ambition, and that is always wanted more. But to some other people, they say, oh, she's always like no loyalty or something. I don't know. What is your opinion about this? What do you think?
I think that adventurous soul, it doesn't mean that I want new all the time. Adventurous soul, it means that you are ready to embrace any opportunity or like challenges that come on your way. And to be able to celebrate small things, small steps into your dream life, or even small things like a cup of coffee in the morning, even small talk with your parents that far away from you. This everything I would describe as an adventurous soul, because you are far away from your family. You are adventurous enough to get these difficulties in your life, to create your life, to make your life masterpiece. That's how I would describe.
Thank you. And before we finish, tell me a bit more and tell everyone more about your book, Be Masterpiece. What does it contain? If there are women who are listening and would like to get it, where they can go, what can they expect to find in it? Just share a bit more, and I'll make sure to put your Instagram in the description as well.
My workbook, Be Masterpiece, it's about applying the knowledge from the others' stories in your life. And it's not only just theory. There's a more practical part. It's for 25 days. Every day, there's one task that you should complete. That makes, maybe for some people, would make to think out of the box, or they would start to understand who they are, or they would embrace their and forgive themselves. So in a book, there's so many aspects that every woman should read and go through to create their life and go out of their comfort zone and embrace their unique self. Where they can find is, they can contact me on my Instagram, because for now I do it online. They should share with me their address, and I will send them the book. And I don't share with them online version of a book, because I believe that when you write down, your neural system works more, and it can make a more impact in you. That's why you write down your address and I send you, make a delivery to your home.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. I loved our conversation so far. So I want to finish with more. Is there a lesson that other women should hear, that you believe they should be aware of in order to live a better life, or something you learned recently, or a lesson that you try to remember always that you can share with other women so that they begin that process of empowerment and change their mindset for even more self-development?
I would advise to women to act from love, because love, it's a creativity. Love is something that makes your life better. There are now so many, as you said, Instagram and everything that trying to change who you are. Just love yourself, be who you are, and never ever listen other voices, because only being who you are, you can make your life purpose. You can find your purpose. And why we are in this life, I call it Earth School, our life, I call Earth School, because we come here to learn and teach something. When you learn, you have purpose to teach. So that's why I think you should just be who you are, and through stories, teach others. That's your purpose.
I adore what you said so much. Thank you. I appreciate you, Hope or Nadia, for being here today. I wish you all the success in the world to impact millions and millions of women, because your message is important, and to share even more about Yakutia so that people know your culture, understand more the wisdom of the shaman part of Siberia, and keep going. Thank you again for participating.
Thank you very much, Aziz, for inviting me to be the part of your amazing channel. And I wish girls, every girl, to celebrate every day.